The Premier League has returned for its 27th season, and the game is better than ever. But the 2018-2019 season is the start of a new, tougher competition. A competition that knows no mercy and is described by many as explosively mind-boggling. This gauntlet of glory, terror, and ferocity is held entirely on mobile phones. Who will hold up the trophy as champion? Who will cry like a baby without a pacifier? Find out here on the podcast about the greatest football championship this world has ever seen. The Insert Sponsor Trophy!
Hi, and welcome to the podcast about the Fantasy Premier League Mini League, the Insert Sponsor Trophy. I'm your host, Zach Allen, and I'm accompanied by the always jazzed Pablo Ines, who did that wonderful intro for you just now. So yeah, welcome. It's the first year for this season, for this Fantasy League. And the very first podcast that goes with this league. I'm Zach Allen. Most of you know me in the league. My favorite team is Everton. I love the Toffees. I've been doing fantasy. This is my second year now. I just really love the Premier League. It's the most exciting football championship in the world. I feel like you'll never know who's going to be on top, really. I mean, you kind of do. There's the top six, but, you know, with upsets of Leicester City, like, there's always that chance that a miracle could happen, something special can happen that in other leagues I feel like it lacks. And again, for this podcast, you know, it is English soccer, English football, so I'm going to refer to soccer for us Americans here as football for this whole podcast. So from now on, from here on out, when I'm saying football, I'm not talking about hand egg. It's football. So, yeah, like I said, this is the first episode and first season of this podcast and league. And so I just wanted to start this podcast because I think it's just an easy way for people to kind of keep up with the league, what's going on in it, something where they can, you know, where you guys can talk about it on the website and stuff too. And, you know, maybe have a little fun with it too, see where it goes. But just to make the Fantasy League a little something special, something a little extra. And there are prizes. There's one prize right now that's a trophy. You know, it is called the Insert Sponsor Trophy for comedic effect. But also, I mean, it is for sale. If there's someone out there, a company or whatever, who wants to sponsor this, whether that's, you know, adding a prize of just like a $10 Amazon gift card, like, for sure, like, it's for sale, so that could be on it too. But yeah, we'll see where the you know, where the league takes us, what you guys want to do with it, you know. And I'm open to any additions, suggestions. And now let's get to know you guys and the competitors of the Insert Sponsor Trophy. So for that, I'm going to send it back over to Pablo Ines to hear who our competitors are.
In order of registration, Havarti Cheese, managed by American Zach Allen, my poop-flinging co-host on this podcast. Dukes of Hazzard, managed by American Ricky Culpepper, known in the Italian town of Mazzola as Strongto. Fly Tigers FC, managed by American Adonis Franco, was trapped inside of a blockbuster for half of his life. Polish Storm United, managed by the Pole Bruno Lizowski, locked Adonis Franco in a blockbuster. Obi-Wan Kenobi Nil, managed by the Briton Cameron Lister, owner of the largest collection of cat-themed hand towels. The Wizard of Oz, managed by the American Mike Yelda, Donald Trump's current barber. Show Me the Money, managed by the Irishman Sean Clark, currently resides in a decommissioned World War II railgun named Dora. Spam Butts 11, managed by the Briton Susan Lister, hot air balloon stunt pilot. Doghouse United, managed by American Charlie Saul, teaches dogs how to pay their taxes. Candy Cane FC, managed by the Briton Evelyn Kang, traveled through time and prevented the Satan's flu outbreak of 2009. Homemade Tortillas, managed by Leo Hiro, likes ham and cheese sandwiches.
Well, there you have it. That is everyone in the league and the one person who isn't. Leo Hiro was supposed to join us for game week one, but waited to the last minute to sign up and he missed it. So he should be joining us for game week two. But as of now, it's 9:14 Central Standard Time in the United States, and he still hasn't signed up. And the deadline, again, is tomorrow. So let's hope he joins, and then we'll have 11 people. But otherwise, yeah, those are very interesting facts about everyone. I don't know if that's true or not. Pablo Ines, he went ahead and took charge of that. So if that's all fake, I'm sorry. I apologize if it's not true. But yeah, here we are. So now let's get into what happened in game week one. So, on Friday, Manchester United hosted Leicester City and claimed a victory of 2-1, and the Red Devils thought they would get away with a clean sheet, but Vardy crushed that dream in the 92nd minute. And then on Saturday, Tottenham Hotspur traveled north to St. James Park and sailed past Newcastle for a 2-1 win. And Harry Kane did not score, just like in, you know, the other Premier League season game week ones. And the noobs, Cardiff City, went to Bournemouth and tasted nothing but the dirt of a 0-2 defeat. And Chelsea traveled north to face the might of Huddersfield, and they creamed him like a pilgrim churning some dairy. 3-0 victory for Chelsea. You didn't really have to be a psychic to envision that outcome. And on their Premier League return, Fulham hosted Crystal Palace and lost 0-2. And Zaha scored that last goal in the 79th minute. And, you know, that was very Zaha-like. I wish I picked him for my team. He was on my team for a while, but then he got switched out. Anyway, Watford, they whooped Brighton at Vicarage Road 2-0. And Roberto Pereira was the only goal scorer in that match. And, I mean, that was incredible for him. And he's a good fit to replace Richarlison, many say, who has moved to Everton, which I'm excited about, especially because he scored two goals in the game when Everton traveled south to the Den of the Wolves. They played an amazing second half with one man down. Phil Jagielka was kicked out of the game for a red card just at the end of the first half. So the Wolves, they were the only team to have scored a point of the new teams in game week one. So, I mean, I think that was pretty, impressive on their part and impressive on Everton, of course, because I'm a fan. Love Everton. I think they're doing good this season. Anyway, on Sunday, Liverpool hosted West Ham United, and they pulled down their pants and spanked them silly in a 4-0 victory. Like, boom, whipped them. And Burnley and Southampton, they had a nice little game that ended in a score of 0-0. Pretty evenly matched, some good moments. And then Arsenal, they hosted last year's champions, Manchester City, and lost 0-2. I was really hoping they wouldn't. I thought Aubameyang would come out on fire. And after game week one, here's what the insert sponsor trophy table looks like. In 10th, we have Fly Tigers FC. That's Donis Franco's team at 37 points. And we have Charlie Saul, 9th with 44 points. Then we have Susan Lister in 8th with 56 points. And just above her is Evelyn King with 57 points in 7th. And then we have Bruno Lazowski, the Polish Storm, in 6th place with 61 points. And then from 5th to 2nd, only 3 points separate them. We have Mike Yelda, the Wizard of Oz, 65 points in 5th place. Then it's me, Zach, in 4th place with 66 points. And then Ricky Culpepper in 3rd with 67 points. And then Cameron Lister in 2nd place with 68 points. And then jumping forward ahead, pretty good start, is Sean Clark, 81 points at the top of the table after game week 1. And I think it was a pretty good start to the season. I'd say this is going to be great. I think it's going to be a good close competition. I don't think anyone's running away with it yet. And now let's hear from the guy at the top, Sean Clark. I got an interview with him, very busy guy, but we finally had some time and sat down and talked about what he thought this weekend.
Hi, my name is Sean Clark. I'm from Dublin, Ireland, and I run a media production company here in Dublin.
How do you feel after winning game week 1? Pretty exciting stuff. You're off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, I feel pretty positive after game week 1. And to be the top of the league and the top of a couple of other leagues, I think, at this point is really good. But it is just the first game week. So for me, I guess I'm trying to just kind of keep calm and not be too reactionary and to try and get this momentum to carry forward. Yeah.
Who was a must-have in your squad for this first game week?
For me, my only must-have was Mo Salah ahead of game week 1. Because he's so expensive, when you pair him with another must-have premium striker, say Aguero or Kane, you've already got pretty much a quarter of your budget spent and you're kind of building your team around those two players, those two premium players. But I'm pretty happy. I know there's a lot of knee-jerking going on and there's a lot of people who are kind of reacting in terms of, you know, saying, God, how do I get Salah out and Mane in? But I'm pretty happy now to stick with Salah, and he's so expensive, he was a must have, and I'm going to stick with him now because I think he just oozes class, and he's probably one of the main premium players that really, you know, he doesn't go hot and cold, he is consistent, and at the end of the day, for a 13 million player, that's really what you're hoping for.
Now, what's your biggest regret? I mean, I know mine off the top of my head.
I know yourself, Zach, you reached out to me pretty soon after Wan-Bissaka brought in that points haul, which is, I think it was 12 points, which is an insane return for a 4.0 million pound defender. And the way you were saying it made me kind of feel that you kind of had a regret, because we both left him on our bench, but I didn't really feel that much of a pang of regret, because at the end of the day, I think from your 4 million pound defenders, if you have one or two 4 million pound defenders and they're playing 90 minutes or they're starting and they're playing most of the game that they're involved in, I don't think you can ask for more from a £4 million defender. If he kept, you know, bringing in 10 plus points returns, I'd be very surprised, but maybe I'll be proved wrong. But I can't say that was a huge regret, because I think that was more of a flash in the pan moment, you know, and I'm not sure how much we can realistically expect Wan-Bissaka to bring in those points hauls. But if he keeps playing the 90 minutes and keeps playing the vast majority of the games is involved with, I think that's all we can ask for, and that would be great.
And anything you want to say to your other competitors here in the insert sponsor trophy?
So my advice to my competitors would be, take it easy, lads. Try not to be too reactionary in terms of going crazy, tweaking your teams, making transfers to try and chase points. I think that is quite an easy trap to fall into. Just concentrate, see where the strengths lie in the team that you've chosen. So be kind of looking at, you know, maybe looking at, you know, transfers or identifying trends, you know, in the next 3 to 4 weeks. But I think now a lot of value and a lot of, you know, points hauls lie in thrifty captaincy decisions. So just look at the squad you have in front of you and look at the fixtures coming up, and try not to, again, just be too knee-jerky, too reactionary, and just go with your gut.
All right, so this has been the first podcast of the Insert Sponsor Trophy. I feel like there's probably more we could do with it. It's going to be growing. So yeah, any suggestions you have, changes, I'd be happy to hear them. But we're just going to keep doing this every week. Probably, hopefully, I want to do it, you know, have it posted every Wednesday, you know, after the game week, and that way, you know, we can keep up on stuff pretty easy. But anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and there is plenty more to come. And let's just give it over to Pablo Enos again for a quick closing statement.
When the fire and brimstone of game week one cleared, one manager stood as victor. Sean Clark sits atop the throne with a whopping 81 points. But there are 37 game weeks left and 10 hungry managers plotting in the shadows. Who will be the new king of the hill? And will the no-show Leo Hiro join the fight? Miracles can happen. Find out next week here on the podcast about the greatest football championship this world has ever seen, the Insert Sponsor Trophy.